American Language Course, Tape 2409A. Listen. There are three ways in which heat travels. The three ways are conduction, convection, and radiation. Radiation is most easily understood by thinking about how the Earth receives heat from the sun. Heat is emitted by the sun, transmitted through space, and absorbed by the Earth. Listen and repeat. There are three ways in which heat travels. Conduction, convection, radiation. Heat travels by conduction, convection, and radiation. Radiates. Radiates. Heat radiates from the sun. Heat radiates from the sun. The Earth is heated by radiation. The Earth is heated by radiation. Repeat my statements. Answer my questions. In how many ways does heat travel? Heat travels in three ways. Remember to answer my questions. Heat travels by conduction, convection, and radiation. What are the three ways in which heat travels? Heat travels by conduction, convection, and radiation. Heat travels by conduction, convection, and radiation. By radiation. By radiation. The Earth is heated by radiation. The Earth is heated by radiation. How is the Earth heated? The Earth is heated by radiation. The Earth is heated by radiation. Emitted. Emitted. Heat is emitted by the sun. Heat is emitted by the sun. What is emitted by the sun? Heat is emitted by the sun. Transmitted. Transmitted. Heat from the sun is transmitted through space. Heat from the sun is transmitted through space. What is transmitted through space? Heat from the sun is transmitted through space. Heat from the sun is transmitted through space. There are three ways in which heat travels. The three ways are conduction, convection, and radiation. Conduction of heat occurs when heat is transmitted by a conductor. If you stir hot coffee with a metal spoon, the spoon soon feels warm. The heat from the coffee is conducted to your fingers by the spoon. The metal spoon is a conductor. The transfer of heat is called conduction. Heat is conducted in the same manner that electricity is conducted, through a conductor. In fact, substances which are good conductors of electricity are also good conductors of heat. A metal spoon will conduct heat better than a wooden spoon because the metal is a better conductor of heat than wood. Metal is also better than wood as a conductor of electricity. Repeat my statements. Answer my questions. In how many ways does heat travel? In three ways. Heat travels in three ways. Heat travels by conduction, convection, and radiation. What are the three ways in which heat travels? By conduction, convection, and radiation. Heat travels by conduction, convection, and radiation. Heat is conducted by a conductor. What is heat conducted by? By a conductor. Heat is conducted by a conductor. Conduction is one way in which heat is transmitted. Electricity is conducted by a conductor. What conducts electricity? A conductor. A conductor conducts electricity. Good conductors of electricity are also good conductors of heat. The three ways in which heat is transmitted are conduction, convection, and radiation. Convection is transfer of heat by means of a moving mass of matter. The mass of matter may be a liquid or a gas. The process of convection is especially important in the study of weather. If you understand the process of heating by convection, you can more easily understand wind movements. Repeat my statements. Answer my questions. Heat is transmitted by conduction, convection, and radiation. What are the three ways in which heat is transmitted? By conduction, convection, and radiation. Heat is transmitted by conduction, convection, and radiation. By means of moving liquid or gas. By means of moving liquid or gas. Convection is transfer of heat by means of moving liquid or gas. Convection is transfer of heat by means of moving liquid or gas. What is convection? Convection is transfer of heat by means of moving liquid or gas. When air is heated, it rises. What happens to air when it is heated? It rises. When air is heated, it rises. When water is heated, it rises. What happens to water when it is heated? Water rises when it is heated. When a container of water is heated, the water level rises. Convection current. Convection current. Convection current. What is this movement of warm water called? A convection current. This movement of warm water is called a convection current. When air is heated, it rises. What does air do when it is heated? Air rises when it is heated. Convection current. Convection current. This movement of warm air is called a convection current. What is a movement of warm air called? A movement of warm air is called a convection current. Listen. Temperature is the degree of hotness or coldness measured on a certain scale. The instrument which is used to measure temperature is the thermometer. Temperature is usually measured by one of two scales, the centigrade scale or the Fahrenheit scale. The temperature at which water freezes is a reference point on both scales. Water freezes at 0 degrees centigrade and 32 degrees Fahrenheit. The temperature at which water boils is another reference point. Water boils at 100 degrees centigrade or 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Answer my questions. Give a complete answer. This time, do not repeat the answer. What instrument measures temperature? The thermometer measures temperature. Thermometers usually use one of two temperature scales. What are these two scales? The two scales are centigrade scale and the Fahrenheit scale. At what degree centigrade does water freeze? Water freezes at 0 degrees centigrade. At what temperature centigrade does water boil? Water boils at 100 degrees centigrade. At what degree Fahrenheit does water boil? Water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. At what degree Fahrenheit does water freeze? Water freezes at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Listen and answer. In how many ways does he travel? Heat travels in three ways. What are these three ways? Heat travels by conduction, convection, and radiation. By what means is the Earth heated? The Earth is heated by radiation. If you stir hot coffee with a metal spoon, the spoon soon feels warm. What kind of heat transfer is this? This type of heat transfer is called conduction. Another type of heat transfer involves a moving mass of matter such as water or air. What is the name of this type of heat transfer? Convection. Convection is transfer of heat by means of a moving mass of matter. This is the end of tape 2409A.